education,
awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education,
awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker? What's up? This is Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. I got the best co-workers, co-hosts, whatever you want to call them. Tink.
What's up, guys? You can follow me at the underscore I'm underscore Tink.
Slim.
Hey, what's up? It's Slim. You can follow me at ambitious underscore Slim.
Jay Gray.
What's happening, man? This is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray 2.
And Day is out this week.
He had to go across the border.
Yeah,
man, it's green card stuff.
Straight some shit out.
Yeah, straight some shit out back in Mexico. Stuff.
Hopefully he'll be back next week.
Hopefully before
hopefully
they try
hear
to.
From him.
Yeah, because you know Donald Trump getting office is over with for my guy, man.
Every day I get nervous for him.
Not coming back.
Man, they gonna get my guy up out of here.
But check this out, y'all. In case y'all didn't know, we upload new episodes of the podcast every Sunday to iTunes and SoundCloud. And you can follow us on Twitter at Real Thinkers Pod. So you can join in on the live tweeting because we be live on that joint. And
chilling.
Yeah, we be straight chilling and just having so much fun. So if you want a live tweet with our fellow Real Thinkers every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, that would be great. And we want to give a special thank you to everyone who joins in on the live tweeting every Wednesday because y'all are TheBomb.com.
Please start rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. Like and comment on the show on SoundCloud. You can also send us letters, comments, ideas, or sponsorship inquiries to our email, realthinkerspodcast@gmail.com.
Also like us on Facebook. Follow the Facebook page at Real Thinkers Pod. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Thinkers Pod. Like Tank said, we will have Real Thinkers shirts. Up for sale coming very soon. Got a lot of things, got a lot of events coming up, so be sure to keep, you know, following the page on Facebook and Twitter, getting all the latest info. All
right, the fourth annual No Negative Energy Cookout will be June 11th at Ottoman Park, starting at 12 p.m. until we're going to have free food, we're going to have music. We also going to have a big-ass tent set up this year for y'all to be under, so accommodate everybody. We're gonna play spades.
We're gonna do the bouncy
house. Yeah, we're gonna do the moon bounce.
I'm being it.
We're gonna play spades. We're gonna play dominoes. If you came to the live show, we're gonna have the same sound system we had there out in the park. So we're gonna be real live. You know what I'm saying? For the people who old enough to drink, you know, we're gonna have the beer. I don't think we're gonna do no like.
You do that on your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring your own bottle.
Yeah, bring your own bottle.
I might bring a fifth.
Yeah, if you wanna be out there hot as a motherfucker drinking Jack, you can do that. But we'll have beer. And most definitely, we're going to have plenty of fluid. You know what I'm saying? It's our way of giving back to the community. So y'all come out June 11th, 12 p.m. So if you out of time, bring your ass in time. Like I said, we ain't canceling. Shit else, we ain't moving. No dates. None of that. So let's go and jump into our first topic. Tank got on the timeline and she said that she was telling people to get them somebody who doesn't have social media to date, right? So my thing is,
man, I almost said something else.
What?
She prefers.
My thing is, what's the infatuation that people have with dating a person that doesn't have social media?
I mean, they don't know shit off the tenop. They don't know.
They don't know what you doing.
Anything. They don't know nothing. I'm not saying that it's the perfect time to be sneaky or anything, but all that extra drama with motherfuckers calling you, asking you about your Twitter and what you put on Snapchat, who bed you laying in, and who call you in. Nigga, I ain't got time for all that. So if you don't have it, we good. I ain't got to hear from you on no shit like that. We straight. And if you ain't got a Facebook, you A1 with me. For real.
I get it on Facebook.
No Facebook?
Facebook is crazy. Especially now that they got them live stream videos now.
Tell me why. When they came out the live thing, I'm thinking that Because the only person I used to see live was this guy named Chris Crocker that I follow. He's like this gay guy that I think is super cute. Anyway, I did not know it was time for like Lil Monique and LaQuisha and Nene them to start doing live.
It's
things.
A what now? Like, I don't.
They act like, they have TV shows
like
now.
Like, they literally talking. So, what I do now is what I say.
Like, Ustream kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a live stream. Live. Like, they can live stream themselves.
You like, you got a little Quickie from the neighborhood with 10 Facebook friends live and they're talking to them as she's live looking at their comments coming under her thing. So.
Like Periscope kind of is.
That's what it is. Okay. It's basically Periscope, but it's connected to Facebook.
So what I do now is just, I rarely get on Facebook. I just send a picture from Instagram whenever I upload one to Facebook. Facebook is getting too advanced for me. And it's
this could be us just being old and out of touch.
It could be.
Because I do turn 30 tomorrow. So. Yeah, March 21st. Yeah. Dirty 30. When I say I am going raw and never mind.
I just got heartburn. Shit. Now, so that's social media. If you don't got no social media.
Now, I agree with the Facebook because when I was with my son's father, we had an incident where I didn't make him. I asked him, would he delete his social Facebook deactivated? And it's been deactivated for like 6 years, for a long time now. He didn't get back on it even after we not together. He only liked Instagram only because he posts pictures of shoes. Other than that, like, he doesn't do social media.
So you,
I have no problem with you being on social media as long as you don't come to me about what's being said or done on social media. Like, I don't do that.
All right,
don't ask about nobody. It was in my mentions or anything like that. Ooh, don't do that.
Jesus.
All right, Jay Craig.
I think it's like along the lines of Tink. I think it's just that you don't keep up with all that unnecessary stuff. You just, you got to find somebody. I remember we used to say a lot, you know, back in the day that we always wanted somebody who didn't believe that they were fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you date a girl who's fine, but she don't know she fine.
Yeah.
Or someone who has under 300 followers. You know what I'm saying? Like, little things like that, because she doesn't get in touch with all the hype and she doesn't get caught up in all of that drama and he say, she say, and all that unnecessary BS that come with being on social media sometimes. So if you're not, if that person is not on social media, they're not in tune with all that, you know, and it's not that, did you see this on the timeline type? Oh, did you see that? And look, so-and-so doing this and which are calling and them got into it and all of that unnecessary drama that could come in and people being
and honestly, they could care less about social media at all.
Right.
If I even bring up a tweet or something like that, he looking like, okay.
Right, it's like weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm supposed to laugh at this shit? Like, what's up with that? Nah. It's a new world for me and I'm enjoying that shit. If you ain't got no social media, kudos to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool too. I mean, sometimes it's just, or at least find somebody who's just not into all that.
Yeah,
man.
You gotta find somebody who's not, like, you can have a social media, but as far as living for the timeline, like, or buddy hustling and all that type of all that crap, like, no, you can't do nothing for me. Like, I don't like that type of stuff. I don't want to sit and have a conversation with somebody every day about what the things that's being said and done on Twitter. Or Facebook or Instagram, like, no, I grow up. I don't have those type of conversations. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
So, if you got a social media, be careful with that shit. Like, don't nobody want to discuss that. If you don't have one, more power to you.
My thing is, to me, it almost comes off for certain people, not anybody in here, but for certain people, it comes off as something that's in being insecure, right? Because you can't deal with knowing that people get a lot of attention or things of that nature. So it creates problems. Then you get certain people who go look for things, you know, the quote unquote lurking. You know what I'm saying? Most people, when they go lurk, they go look.
Hell no.
They go look for things to make them upset versus seeing the good shit that you probably said about them subliminally, right? You could say, I enjoyed myself, the company I had last night, right? They go look and see, why you say, you know, like.
Or you say, I enjoyed the company. Who else you fucking with? Why you can't say my name?
Yeah, that one
like
right there.
Oh my goodness.
I used to say, lurk my page, boo, so I know it's real, right? Mm. I used to say that. Mm. I thought that was a good way of knowing that a woman liked me, right? Until I started getting screenshots of perfectly harmless tweets. Like, no bullshit. I woke up to a screenshot of me just tweeting, damn, that was it. I had to fucking verify that I wasn't sub-tweeting a bitch. Mm. Like, she literally wanted to come over and, like, don't move, don't update your timeline or nothing until I get there so I can scroll back. I'm like, that's not healthy, bro. Like,
But it's even worse if you're not even in a relationship and you getting phone calls and text messages, people asking, who you talking about? Who is that? Happened to me the other day. I'm like, nigga.
It is, it's sad that we really had to have this discussion. Like, it really, like, when you really think about it, this is, like, really common. You know what I'm saying?
It's common,
like,
as fuck.
It's actually common to have discussions about certain tweets and people. I mean, I just know I've been unfollowed and blocked and all these things for just the stupidest reasons. And it's just, I just be like, because I don't think I'm just disrespectful or I don't even curse on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, on social media, period. So I try to be mindful of what I portray out to the public. So I'm very mindful and hopefully, you know, people understand and respect it. But I never understood why. You know, I never understood why we had these discussions and why it's just that big of an issue for people to know.
So you saying it's normal? Like, it's normal nowadays?
No, I mean, I hope it ain't, but it ain't normal for me. But it it's normal conversation that people associate with. I mean, you can just see now that so many people post their lives and their situations and things on social media, man. Like, I can log on Facebook right now and it's somebody. Oh my goodness. And somebody's talking about their baby. Yeah, somebody's talking about their baby daddy. Or taking a picture of somebody and they saying, hey, this person did this to me and don't trust this person. And so many people, man, it's just.
I got two sisters on my daddy's side that are those people.
Like, they literally.
With a baby's daddy, got 10 memes about ain't shit baby daddies. And then,
damn.
And then she's throwing a shot at the other baby mama, get you a real bitch.
Like,
the funniest thing I ever seen was a chick posted her what's the correct word, paternity test. Yeah, she posted her paternity test, right? And I went read the comments and be says, I can't wait to get mine back. Nigga got me sucked because she was like, nigga said it wasn't his. It's like,
and they putting this on
the caption,
media.
Bro. I swear to God, she was the caption was like, nigga was saying that the baby wasn't here. And then I went to the comments, and then you see her friends like, that's why I can't wait to get mine back. Nigga got me so messed up. I'ma shine just like you, bitch. We gonna have to throw us a party.
Shut the
I bullshit you not.
OMG.
I bullshit you not. So I can see why people would want to deal with people like that, right?
No.
But I'm not gonna say that everybody with social media
is like that,
disrespectful in relationships.
I think social media is what you make it. It's what the person who the page belongs to makes
That's
it.
That's true.
Because I think my social media, my relationship, it barely makes it on there. Not because I'm not happy or anything like that, but because personally, I think what goes on between the two of us, like our everyday ins and outs, that's ours.
Yeah.
It's not for the world to know.
For sure.
You'll never know when I'm upset with him. You'll never know when I want to cut him. He's the only person that needs to know that I want to cut him. Anything like that. Nobody else needs to know that.
But we do know that when he's sick, you don't take care of him.
You know what y'all mean? Like, I was not shit yesterday. And the whole type of tweet, he's in the living room playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, he's cool. But
it was fun as hell, though.
Why I never responded to his tweet and we were like, this.
Why do guys act like that when they.
Okay, time out. Let's talk about this. A cold can take you out of here if it's not properly treated, right? That's how we feel. You get strep throat and stuff. And it's
with a cold?
Like,
no, you don't. He went from having a cold to having body aches. And then yesterday, I'm like,
exactly.
Later, I'm like, maybe she got the body aches. No, I went away.
Exactly.
You got a stuffy nose. You don't have anything else.
When your body, like, you laying there and you hurting, you just need a motherfucker to come over there.
Y'all just like to get taken care of.
But see, here's the thing. When men get sick, women nurse us back to health. When women get sick, we don't want to be in the same room as y'all.
Exactly. First of all, when women get sick, we still go about our day ourselves. We take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know how to do it. So ain't no need to come around us.
My ex was over to the house one weekend and she was sick. My was like, come make me some soup. I just grabbed a pack of noodles and threw it in the room. She's like, I'm not coming near your ass. Like,
because you
want to
get sick?
Hell no.
I ain't want to die.
That's
the
difference between men and women. Women are more nurturing.
Y'all immune system's probably a little bit better than ours. Because y'all can deal with the sickness a little better. Us getting the flu, nigga.
Now, the flu itself is
the flu itself. I probably walk around the house with a mask on then. But I'm going to take care of you. But
women, y'all can help and take care of nigga and shit. But us, though, we just be fucked up.
But he was not dying, timeline. He was not dying. I was not tweeting through it. Like, he was literally playing a division. It was nothing wrong with him. He had a stuffy nose. That's it. According to him, he was done. He's about to die.
That's suffocation, man. Think about it. You can't breathe. You can't breathe.
Nasal spray.
That don't always work. It don't get through all the time.
Nasal spray.
I've never used nasal spray. I can't spray shit up my nose.
Right, look.
You know what? I used to be like that until I got chronic.
If you have allergies, flow nasal.
It works.
Do you feel me? I got horrible allergies. I'm talking about allergies to where I like would have to walk around with a mask on.
Happy first day of spring. Yeah, your allergies are going to be fucked up.
Nah, because I got Flonase. Over the counter. It's over the counter. Okay. Ciara and Russell Wilson got engaged.
They did.
And I kind of wanted to wait to have this discussion until it kind of died down.
It's not going to die down.
Because they're still going in, talking about that thing like it was the Pope.
He gave her a nice size ring.
It was very nice.
Right? I didn't know he was previously married.
To the Grinch. Doesn't she look like the Grinch in that picture?
I don't know what she looked like.
And she's white.
Here, Google it. Uh-huh. And she's Asian.
Which is not surprising.
He's Asian 20 years ahead of everybody else.
But his ex-wife came out and she had something to say about her ring was bigger.
And girl, boo, sit down.
Which it was.
It was.
It was bigger. But...
but this is what I think about that.
But this is where things got a little crazy because it seemed like baby mama Twitter, which you get the bitter, let me say, bitter baby mama Twitter, took Sierra's win as if it was their win, which was,
what?
It was weird. It was really weird.
It was like baby mamas unite.
Yeah, it was really weird how they banded together.
There you go, bitch.
And then
all the same women that probably was calling her Sierra, E-R-R-O-R,
last week. Then this is like, listen though, they all banded together and was like, see, real men out here step up and take her kids. I'm like, bro, chill. Really? And then you ass niggas out here mad.
I'm so glad I didn't.
It was like, bro. Okay, then it's the killer part. Future, mad. Like, how do you know?
Like, he's mad.
How do you know he's upset? Like, we don't even fucking know that. Like, this is what I don't understand. Dude has said time and time again that he wants to see his child. He wants to be the only man who acts as his child's father. That's all he said. But somehow it gets misconstrued as I'm mad that you moved on, and I don't fucking understand it, you know. And then you get the people who think that you're not a great parent if you don't post pictures of your kids.
Well, I'm an awful ass parent then, shit, because no.
So I didn't understand it, but I think we should have celebrated, okay, they're getting engaged.
Yeah.
Even though I think they're the biggest opportunists in the world.
Why?
I just feel
because
like
they're doing things the right way.
I just feel like everything is
for a publicity.
Like, I really do.
I think they genuinely like each other. I think they also like attention, but I genuinely think they actually
love each other.
I think that a lot of, and then you have to think about it, this is Russell Wilson. Like, is he not the highest paid or one of the highest paid NFL players? Like, or he let that woman go right before he signed that contract. Won't he do it? Because old girl would have took him to the bank
she
and cleaned him all the way out.
I don't think they're putting on a stunt.
I think they actually genuinely like each other. Now, I'm questioning this celibacy thing.
They force it down your throat because they talk about it every fucking time. We still ain't having sex.
But like, look at him, though.
Like, you don't have to tell us
that. Talking about
yeah,
it.
They still talking about it. It's so not them constantly bringing it up, though. But look at him. I just don't think they do
bring it up because when he bust out, was like, it's so hard for me not to because she's so sexy. It's like, bro,
I mean, both
don't have to tell us that.
Questions. Like, people were, like, that was like a,
no,
like an interview.
No, dude flat foot out and came out and said that. Like, I mean, it's pointless.
I'm sure it's hard, though. Look,
but you don't have, like, you don't have to tell us that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't.
I think they like each other. I think they actually love each other. I think a lot of the stuff they do is going to be, it gets a lot of attention just because of who they are. Sierra is Sierra. Sierra, to me, is
she's
a model.
She's supposed to be like your girl next door kind of person.
This is my
she
thing.
She doesn't respond to negativity. If you ever know, she doesn't respond to negativity. She is the most unbothered person in the universe. Like,
okay, this is my thing right here. For all these women who are Sierra apologists, I need to see your most recently played Spotify list or Apple Music, because I know you helpers ain't out here listening to no goddamn Sierra tunes.
Really?
Wow.
Sierra had some great songs.
He did have some.
Now, Jackie was okay and only had like a couple of good songs.
I didn't listen
there,
to Jackie.
But the rest of her CDs was pretty good.
Jackie.
Exactly.
Jackie is her last album.
We
named it after her mom.
We don't know nothing about none of this shit.
On the Jackie,
I thought y'all
tour.
Said Jacket.
No, Jackie.
Oh,
speaking
I
of Jackets,
do.
Don't y'all like how she's upgraded Russell Wilson's
wardrobe? No. He looked like Future.
No, I don't think he looked like Future. He just went from wearing the Hawaiian shirts and khakis to doing a little bit black. Like, you
know,
tell
his off day, girl.
Her touch.
Was his off day. You
with
know.
The Hawaiian shirt. He
niggas wear
like
bootcut jeans on their off day.
I'm going to say, he just looked like he dressed on jean day at the office.
That's who? What it
was. That would
he dressed on jean
Russell
day.
Wilson. He just dressed like he on jean day at the office.
But I don't, the baby moms that's banding together, the kumbayas, I don't understand it. Because I don't think, this is what I don't think about Future. And I'm not a Future fan, but I'm not a basher either. But this is what I need people to understand. When you have children with someone and they move on, both parties have moved on, there's always, especially if she has a man in her life, there's going to be someone there to help you with that child, especially if they're around that child more than you.
Yeah.
And you're on tour a lot. You're out here making money to take care of your kids. So that person probably is going to spend a little bit more time with your child than you. I don't think Russell is trying to take his place. He's doing what any man in that position would do for a child. I'm with the mother. I love her, therefore I love everything that comes from her.
Yeah, I think
so. He's playing that role.
Not in their situation, but if I'm in a situation like that, hypothetically speaking, a conversation needs to be had.
It should be, right? And I think
if I'm coming into a situation where you have a child, and we're getting serious, I'm at some point, me and this guy got to sit down.
We do, but we do it off of social media. We don't care
if
it's on social media.
Yeah, of
course. We are grown.
Of course.
We should be able to sit down and say, okay, this is what's
I'm swinging on him because I need him to know he can't whoop me.
But I think the fact that they're celebrities makes it that much harder because you got these blog posts posting a picture of baby Future kicking a soccer ball saying he must get it from his daddy. And they tag Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So that shit like that.
But Future has to have enough restraint in him to say, you know what, fuck these folks.
I mean,
I know
no, Slim, because, I mean,
that's your child.
It's still your child. And at the end of the day, like, it's just certain things that we're all human, man. And eventually you going to have a human reaction to something. Cause as much
but
as,
but don't react in public because now you're being painted as a.
I get that
guy.
Too.
I promise you that
I can't.
React
in get that too. But if I'm every time I look at my phone on social media or any type of blog or whatever, and a person is telling me that I'm not a father to my sons when I know good and damn well I am,
it's gonna make you angry.
I'm gonna react. Yeah. I'm just.
Hey, if you feel like that,
I'm gonna react.
It seems like he's never not on tour. It's like he's always trying to get the dollar, and I don't blame him for that. But make more time to be available.
Well, he had his son with him. I follow him on Snapchat, and he had his son with him.
He does have his other kids. I think
like they go with
they're going through a custody battle. So I think that plays
the
role.
Baby mamas are not this child's mother. They're different.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's currently going through a custody battle with Sierra.
This child's mother has an actual life. And
not
I'm
to
sure
say
she wants,
well, you
I'm
can't
sure
say that
she,
they don't have a life though.
No. They don't have a life as the one that Sierra has.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that. She moves a lot. She may not be doing a lot of music, but she travels. She models. She does a lot. Therefore, her child is with her a lot, and when he's not with her, he's with her dad. So,
but I think that's where the conflict comes in, is because he doesn't.
The baby ain't with neither one of his a lot.
I think the conflict comes in because
I'm not gonna say that.
She's keeping him away from him.
Do we know that for a fact, though?
If you're going through a custody battle, it has to be. And you don't get to see your son. Like, for me personally, right? If we're going to court over custody, like, because I want to have joint custody, somewhere in there, you keeping my child away from me to make me feel that way, right or wrong?
No, not all the time. You have to. No, there have been battles where people feel like they get mad about certain things. They want this.
I'm listening.
They get mad about certain things. They want this child full time. You're not doing what they want to do. You're not letting them see the child when they want to see the child. It does not work like that when it comes to children. There is a schedule you have to create for children. You can't just pop up and say, okay, I want my child this weekend. It is Friday. But I already got plans for my child. You can't come and tell me that you want my child on Friday tomorrow.
That's where the problem comes, because you
too,
right.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's 50-50.
Schedule walls. There are.
Did you tell me your schedule?
Me and
beforehand.
Exactly.
Did you want your child? Wait a minute. Are you a weekend father, or weekend parent?
I'm a father. I don't give a damn what.
No,
your schedule is.
You cannot tell me last minute that you.
Yes, I can.
Okay, that creates a new conversation. That creates a new conversation. That creates a new conversation. Well, we come back to something that Jay Gray has been very adamant about, and that's mothers thinking that their say so is bigger than the father's.
No, I don't think
and you know, and somebody did it on social media the other day with naming a child, right? They said, I get to name the child because I carried the baby.
No.
Like it's our fault.
Yeah.
Like we stood in line and we was like, who going to carry the fault? That motherfucker.
No.
Like it's shotgun or some shit. Like it's a
every time all the men say, 1, 2, 3, not it.
Yeah, right.
Like we beat y'all to the punch. Ha ha, gotcha.
You carrying a baby.
It's something
you
that lose. We can't control. No. But to hang that over a man's head, that you get to make the decision because you carried the child, that's fucked up.
I have grown up in situations. Right. My mama was like that.
And that's how it's portrayed when it comes to custody. And like, they think the mother trumps the father because y'all carried the baby. Like, I have nothing to do with how evolution works.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with that. However, that is as much of my child as it is yours.
Okay, if it is as much as your child as it is yours, then we can work together to make this.
I'm fine with that working together stuff.
Yeah, we're okay with the compromise. What we're saying is, you get the women who think that that's the trump card. That's the big joker in this life of spades.
Because you start using this my stuff, and it's like, that's my baby. That's my... No, that's our baby. It ain't yours.
I get pregnant by my current boyfriend. He's already named that kid, and I tried to change the name, and...
And that's cool.
Shout out to him.
And that's cool. That's cool.
No,
but you
it's
get
not because it wasn't a compromise. It was I want my child.
I said if you okay with it, that's cool.
It's not. I'm not saying it. But what I am saying is that it is first and foremost.
I hope he do get you pregnant.
And some people think that you probably pregnant now. So and so it's just like people just continuously think that it's okay for a woman to trump the father. You see it so many times.
Okay. I just think that. As parents, you have to let go of what didn't work out for you.
I don't give a damn what you got going on in your personal life.
No, you, like, I don't know.
As long as my kid's not being put in harm's way or my kid's not being taught any type of harmful, like, conditions or anything like that, I'm okay with whatever you do with your life because I trust you enough to make good decisions based on our child.
Yeah.
So when you choose to incorporate whatever your child when they're with you, with whatever you got going on, I'm okay with it because if it's in harm's way, one, the child gonna let me know. That's first and foremost. Dad, my mama.
Snitches are the biggest snitches.
Right, I mean,
and they
but,
do it so innocently you can't even get upset with them.
Because if it ain't cool, it ain't cool.
They honest until they know that they about to get in trouble.
They
stop
talking.
Yeah.
Then it's like, I mean, look, Dad, Mama took me to a trap house.
That
shows. What the fuck you mean? And so I'm on, you know, if that's the case, hey,
what
the hell going on? You in a rap video or something? Like, you need to tell me something.
Y'all, listen, my brother's ex-wife was cheating, right? So she took my son, their son with them to drop the guy off for food. Son told daddy, we went to the firehouse to drop her friend off a plate that she cooked at home. Dad went to the firehouse to see if this was the guy that was texting her.
No.
Working at the firehouse, they sent her the picture. Oh. The two and two together looked at me. Dear people, like, damn. Did you not know you wasn't supposed to tell?
I didn't know.
You ain't got shit to do with that.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. If you know that, why don't you even include? Yeah. Look, I'm just gonna be I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all. My dad used to do that, man. My dad used to take me with him to go do his thing. What you want me to do? I don't know what the hell going
on. Why do fathers do that? Like,
I don't know, but that's
his fathers. His mamas do it too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I just don't see the point in incorporating a child into your situation. Yeah, if you think that's kids talk, they don't know no better.
Man. Yeah.
Guess what me and mama did today?
Went to go see Uncle Tony again.
We was at the store and this lady was all in my dad. That's my son. This lady was all in my daddy's face. Like, she wouldn't get away from him. And I'm looking at his daddy like, why the fuck would she not get away from you? Like,
I didn't have to snitch because the police came.
What?
Because my stepmama had me and my little brother one day. And we was riding around and getting and stuff like that. And she saw one of my daddy little junts at the gas station. So she pulled up.
Oh, Lord.
And they got the fight.
Mama back in line.
They got the fight.
Hold on. Your mama pulled up.
Not my mom. My stepmom. My stepmom had me and my brother in the car. And we was riding around and she saw one of my daddy little junts. So she pulled up on him. And she gave with them hands.
She about their life.
While we was in the car.
She won, though. She faded shit out of her ass.
Right? I really can't say that she did.
Damn. Because you started the fight and didn't win it.
When I looked over to the window, her face was against the window. You know.
Asking for help.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm crying.
Get your ass out the car and help me, Ning.
I'm like scared as fuck. I'm crying and I'm like, I'm asking my little brother, you not scared? You don't want to cry?
He laughing.
He's like, I ain't scared.
So what she say when she get back in the car with y'all?
No. The police came. Somebody called the police. Police came and my dad was at the barbershop like probably 2 or 3 miles up the street from the gas station. He heard about it and he ran from the barbershop all the way down to the gas station and they took her to jail.
When y'all seen her again,
what's she gonna say? I mean, what
she didn't
say?
Apologize.
You can't respect your stepmama ever again.
I mean, she apologized.
Take the trash out.
No, you need to tell that.
You better tell. I'm gonna tell Lisa's ass come over here. Give me the trash.
She apologized, but she really wants to apologize to my dad because my dad was like, "You put my kids in harm's way. Yeah. Like, you can't be doing no shit like that. Regardless if I am fucking off or you think I'm fucking off, whatever. Them my kids. Don't be taking them to shit like that.
Exactly.
So.
That's why I said it ain't just the father.
No, you're right.
I thought about that.
And
then she lost the fight. Like, she
didn't
with
it.
Yeah, she was getting
up
at first. But
what's Lisa's number?
Daddy.
Exactly. What's
Lisa's
number?
Give me
Lil Jon's
phone number.
She
hit her with
a 1-2
combo, and that was it.
Lisa got in her shit.
That was it. So people don't be taking your kids. You be running down on me with
these babies. And don't pick fights. You know you can't win.
Exactly.
If you think you can't beat that person, I'm an advocate for by any means necessary.
Because it could have turned out a whole lot worse. Like,
whether it be taking
a bottle, all of that. Whatever you can. Just don't lose.
Just don't bring your ass by me trying to fight on my lunch break. I'm just out here enjoying the weather. I'm at a stoplight and you over here trying to fight. Now I gotta kick your ass and go back to work with an excuse.
So did they take the other lady to jail too?
No.
Probably, I don't think they did. It was really just my stepmama.
Wow.
Lisa trying to put her ass back in the car.
Man, just keep going. Don't stop.
Let's get your ass glass.
Get your ass back in this car with these kids. You don't want to get back in it? Okay.
I'm going
to put your ass in the car. She's trying to put her back in the car through the glass.
Ladies, if you see the girl that's always flirting with your dude on Twitter out, this is be a listen. Don't stop, because she may fuck you.
She might kick your ass, man.
It could have been a whole lot worse. Like, she could have whooped the shit out of her. She could have had a gun. We could have got taken by the folks.
That's what I was thinking. Like, if your dad had not shown up, they would have taken you.
At least all right with me. At least all right with me.
Lisa got that combo and finished
it. And get back in this car with these kids.
But we're going to call her Lisa anyway.
Just showing up. Get, you show up and get your ass whooped.
All that energy to get your ass whooped. You prepping up.
That's how folks be nowadays. You know, with the social media fights, the motherfucker who, bruh, for the past couple of years, the motherfucker who set the fight up has not won.
Like how that drag
run up on me. And when I see you, bitch, I'm coming. Like that, and then they show up and then lose.
When people talk like that, run up on me, or when I see you, I'm going to do this, that. Them be the motherfuckers that hope and pray that they don't see you. Mm-hmm. You won't ever see them and say anything to them. Be scared if you say hey to them. I'm like, no.
I just want to know that drive home. Like, you can't even play the radio on your way to the house.
That's messed up, team. I bet your stepmama never tried that again with anybody. Every time she got like sideways with me, hold on.
I love my stepmama. Don't get me wrong. I love her.
I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna keep. No, I'm not. I just thought about it.
This was like probably 20 years ago. I was probably like. Oh, so you couldn't even help her.
Yeah, I couldn't do shit.
That's why I was crying when I was like, you're not scared. I was little. We were young.
Lisa.
She started catching her words.
Yeah, so now that I'm older, she has definitely.
Bitch, I'm going to find you in a. No, I'm not. I'm really not going to do that.
See the voice of reason now, basically.
You know what? Let's just talk about it.
Actually, what she
does.
Everybody, calm down, please.
She is such a mediator now. That is so funny.
Can I just ask y'all? Can I just ask you a question now?
Everybody, calm down. Stop.
It's not that serious.
Stop it. Be quiet. Okay?
No, let's just talk about it.
Is this worth it?
She got flashbacks.
Is it?
Ooh, I'm gonna ask her about that too.
Yeah.
Was that a life changing moment when you got your ass whooped at the gas station?
How did she feel about that?
You know what?
Just don't talk to him when like she actually doing something. She's gonna start slamming doors and shit. Mixing the shit out them eggs real hard.
No, she might say, well,
nah, I'm cool. It's all good.
Why you bringing up old shit?
Sorry.
That motherfucker gonna be mad.
Your stepmom might be one of them cool people. Like, man, yeah, at least you got my ass.
Yeah.
I learned.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Walk off.
Still got that scar on my face.
As a matter of fact.
Hold on.
She got a scar. Look at
T. It would have been funny if she would have wrapped up and won the gas pump cords.
You know what?
No, it wouldn't, KP.
Choke shot ass.
That would have been feeding her ass the same time.
With the 89 cord.
No,
87,
bitch. Dang.
Oh, man.
That shit would have been hilarious.
At least all right with me.
At least cool.
At least cool, man.
At least cool as hell. Lisa probably still out here fighting.
I was saying, yeah. Lisa still out here defending her infidelity. Yeah.
Especially if she the side chick.
If you the side chick, you got to know how to. You got to be ready. And Lisa was ready. Then.
Yeah, she was ready.
Lisa really.
Because you know how
play
you,
her position.
From now on, we call her every side chick Lisa.
Lisa, all right.
And where I'm from, like the hometown is.
Are you a Lisa?
Or not?
Are you a Lisa or not?
A fighting side, motherfucker.
Ooh, that's what I'm
talking side person. You gotta be ready to fight.
You gotta be ready to fight as a side chick. That's out here in Mississippi, living life. Y'all don't even know.
Lisa out here bare feet on the country road, really.
Lisa, jacking with no shoes on,
exactly.
No socks.
Bare feet on the rock. Like, oh girl, did y'all see that video?
When she got hit, that
little
one
white
time,
girl. No. She was like. I don't know how old that girl
I know you're
was.
Talking about
the girl was bigger than me. Too.
That big motherfucker.
And the girl
go
was
go
like, she was like, who you calling a nigga?
Yeah.
Nigga?
Hold on.
Oh, barefoot on the gravel. You knew you should have walked away from her. Right?
Check this out. We got to talk about Lisa's. Okay. We got to talk about. Yes, we got to talk about
Lisa's.
Let's talk about Lisa's. First off.
Not Lisa Ray, but Lisa.
Lisa's. Okay, listen. If you go into a situation knowing that a man has a woman that his man, and he just sneak with you on the side. You can't be out here talking about when she thinking her man faithful. You can't be out here trying to almost give up the information.
Ooh, I hate them type beliefs.
No, you can't do that. That's not cool. Like you think he faithful. says then what he did last night. No, you can't do that.
That's petty.
You know what I'm saying? You can't
First
do that.
Of all, that's not in your job description.
Yes, because you want to move
play
up.
Play your role. Exactly. It's not in your. It's above your pay rate. Shit. You are not getting paid. Your pay grade is not up there for you. You're doing too much. This type of stuff. You stay down there on grade 5. Well, you are.
You doing too much to be seen.
Exactly. And you, Lisa, you're not supposed to be seen.
That's the whole point.
You're supposed to be in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark.
Only at night.
Jay Gray trying to stay away from me.
I'm so far out of whatever the fuck y'all talking about.
He
texts
his girl right now. You know I love you, right? You know how niggas be when we we don't want to fuck up. Hey,
he channeled his energy.
Hey, yeah, you know.
What we call the side dudes? Are they leads?
Nah. Happy.
Lee?
You call them happy.
So you got some side dudes happy, just like Lisa. Some
no,
Lisa.
You just call them happy.
No, you got some side dudes.
Call them happy.
Call them happy.
Happy.
But you're right though. Some side dudes
out here trying to mess up the main thing.
They be petty for real.
For real?
Yeah.
Dudes out here do that.
I got
blowing up the spot.
I had a sister there.
Don't folks be against the cold like. Dudes got codes, man. Like, yeah. Dudes will check you.
I
like,
got a follower right now that's in a relationship. Like I would, I help her cheat and won't blow up her spot. Like, if she into cheating, I would help her cheat.
What?
I got a follower that's in a relationship, right? Uh-huh. And if she was ready to cheat on, bro, I'm here for it. Like,
maybe
I'm not
going to cheat.
I would help
you
her
cheat.
Like, she could cheat with me, but I wouldn't blow up her spot.
Right.
You
right.
feel
what
me?
What if she come over here and give you the kung fu grip?
I'm like, I'm blowing up and then I'll blow up the spot.
I
got to keep my mouth shut to keep it
up.
Going.
What's a kung fu grip?
Yeah, what's a kung fu grip? Spread and slam.
She know the grip, man.
Spread and slam. And showed up. She teaches us something new every week. The kung
grip
fu
grip.
Here,
right?
Yeah.
Look,
you can grip it with two different things.
All right. Okay.
She is advanced. She's so
advanced. You're gripping what with two different things?
All right, now take. Now you know damn well you ain't that. Nah.
What are you gripping, guys?
All right, dang it.
She trying to play. Nah, but seriously, she give me the kung fu grip. I want to keep coming back, so I can't. Unless I can see why a dude might want to get routed. I can see why a dude might want to blow up the spot if she done cut him off. Right,
yeah.
And I ain't coming back
and
no more.
Better,
okay,
like, I'm trying to work things out with him. You know, we gotta stop what we doing.
Gonna jump on the timeline.
Yeah, because they might call. They might say that like the day after they just did a flip off the damn ceiling fan.
On top of your
right. That's you like what? You realize what you were doing just 6 hours ago?
You didn't have a good time other night.
We don't need Day here for this time because he'll be there, guy.
Man,
now you ain't going.
You know
nowhere.
He giving out a survey.
Nah.
She done walked in the house with a day 6 survey.
Wait, do I need to look at my suggestion box? Did you leave some negative feedback? What's going on? Do I need to change some stuff?
Oh my god.
Negative feedback. What does negative feedback get you on a survey? Like extra specific.
Is this something I need to work on?
That's like constructive criticism.
Yeah. Like anything I need to do better.
Did you write it on the survey though? You got to write it on the survey.
But what do they get for filling it out? Like, we need that answer.
Maybe some extra head.
I don't know. It's like, you know how, like, you got, like, you get a coupon.
Each
like,
good comment, you get extra 5 points.
You put this code in and fill out this survey, you get.
You can just take it
exactly. Do you just, like, whisper in his ear with this coupon code?
Well, you gotta get to, you know, they got coupons on your phone. It's like, he can.
Like, does he, like, does
phone?
He have, like, a film day? Like, when he just, like, watch film?
I see what you're saying. Right here, when my ass was in the air.
Yes.
Okay, it makes sense now.
Okay.
But who was recording?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, what you
got
to do? Like,
maybe he got
like a little cameras. Maybe he got like a little sex studio or something. I don't know.
And then, you know, people make home videos, have their own cameras.
They just got a studio set up where he kind of like film.
You go back and watch film.
That's right.
He's studying his
pause
film.
Right here. You
like,
saying like when my
if you were to record a video with you and yours, you don't go back and watch it?
Yeah.
To see what's
I
up?
Definitely do. I probably
to see what you can work
like,
on?
No.
Real talk, I might
you
look
can,
at it and be
you,
like, ooh, I wrote that thing ugly. I
like,
that
you gotta get a practice in the mirror on how to make sure you're giving good face.
Yeah.
Like, why are you right?
Wait, what? Good face? Oh my God.
Y'all trying to, hold on, time out.
Now we getting to an understanding.
Y'all practice looking cute during sex.
Not cute, but you don't want me to hear somebody.
Ugly head. It don't matter, all that go out the window.
That's like
trying to whoop it go, but when the orgasm
here, hold on. Y'all practice trying to look cute during sex is like trying not to close your ass when you sneeze.
No. It's not
impossible. That shit impossible.
KP, if I'm looking at a video and say, for instance, he hitting the front of the back, and my arch is not how I want it to
you
be.
You in an end position instead of an arch. You right. know, the end position, you can't really get all the
okay.
The
penis. So next what? Time, I'm going to say, I need to arch my back.
It's really finna be folks out here. This female going, he got a nigga
but it's like you.
This how you cut on the light just whenever you start.
I think it's the same thing as watching a porn. A porn
just let me know when you go. I'm going to push play.
What? Man, whatever. Whatever. If I see a video of myself and I'm looking at it, I'm gonna critique
what I'm
doing.
It's gonna help you be better the next round. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay, I see what they're doing.
Not that
I know. All right, Dave, that was like it's kind of innovative.
Talking about the survey.
Yeah, I see what they're doing. That's cool.
This nigga didn't start a whole.
We need to start a whole little epidemic, man. Right? We have folks really studying each other. You see right here. See right there.
I'm just saying.
We weren't meshing together.
Y'all
we
have never critiqued yourself.
I've never filmed myself to go back and look at. Film.
So what are you filming
so
for?
What you filming it for? If you ain't going back to look at it.
Not to critique myself.
Well, you know, I don't think you go in initially to critique yourself. You go in to look, then you're like, hey, I could have did this a little differently.
Because it ain't like you, like, oh, let me go back and see what I did.
I've been fucking for what? 14 years now?
Congratulations.
14 years now. I don't think nothing changed by how I fuck. No time.
Well,
like.
We're talking about women.
I think after
you ain't changed how you had sex.
No, I'm saying
you might need to critique yourself.
I'm saying now. I don't think it's nothing that's gonna change about whatever I'm doing. Like,
well, KP, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna grow.
What if you get a woman with a whole body and she doesn't know how to arch her back?
All the inches I got is what I'm gonna have.
Figure how to work those inches better than what you're doing now.
Always
watch film and get mad.
See, if my dick was bigger, I see what you're saying, but cut this shit off. My dick ain't gonna get no bigger. Fuck this shit.
No, I'm saying it's just okay. Like basketball, right? You get the rookie player to come in. Mm-hmm. It may take them 4 to 5 years to develop, right? After year 7 or 8, that's who the fuck they are.
You think Steph Curry is not looking at his footy saying, damn, I can be a little bit better.
Steph Curry is getting better, but he in season 7 right now.
Go back and look at the footage to make him a better person.
Probably next year, Steph will be at his ceiling. That's
he probably still gonna go back.
All you going to get is right there. And you know what I'm saying? And then you get like Kobe and you start to decline and you get them injuries and stuff, you know?
But you shouldn't get to that point till you like got to take Viagra and shit. So you got plenty of time before you get to that point.
That's what I'm really depressed about getting older, because every time I think about getting older, I think about, am I going to be a sugar daddy? And it makes me nauseous.
Well, your birthday's tomorrow, so I feel like I got to throw up. Put your application in for sugar daddy.
I got to throw up.
No, man.
I don't want to be.
My dad's still out here.
I think he does.
I don't want to be the dude calling my little young things, telling them to meet me at the gas station so I can fill up their tank. I don't want to be that guy.
I don't think older guys do it. I think younger guys do it.
No, I see old niggas do that shit all day. Look, Tank, she ain't got her gas tank filled up. I don't know how I'm going to get the claim. Well, if you come meet me at the Exxon over on Winchester.
Where you at? All right. Shit.
And then when you get out of Clay, I gotta fill up that other tank.
I'ma be busy at Bible study. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I poke ass all on your damn car. Set that mug on fire.
So
you gonna be where now?
That's so busy. KP, you might be a sugar daddy.
Nah, I'm cool. This should make me want to vomit. I'm alright. Mm-hmm. I'm like, before I go into sugar daddy, I'ma just have so many kids where I'm just gonna be invested in my grandkids. I'm talking about be so invested in going to see my grandkids and great grandkids play basketball and stuff. And they just wheelchair me on.
Like a sugar daddy right now.
Basketball and stuff.
They just will turn me on anything.
I'm with the chillins.
Exactly. If I'm always with them and worried about what they doing, I can't be worried about
with all the soldiers in it. You want something to drink?
I can't be worried about. Got a wife at home, not my sugar daddy love. I can't. I don't want to be.
And she know about it too.
Exactly. Long as he pay the bills and he come home to me, I ain't worried about it.
You know? Women do
it's
that.
It's a lot
for
of
real.
Younger women to do that.
It's women do that for real.
Oh shit.
It's a whole
no, he got a couple Lisas, but they don't come.
Oh shit.
They don't come. Long as he come home to me at night, that's all that matters.
I'm saying that shit.
That's what happened.
Either because they be
jamming, man. Remember them 90 songs? Maybe had them once, but I got them.
You know,
all the time.
You know, when I was young, I was singing that song, and when I got older and understood the lyrics of that song, once, she was stupid as shit. Like, real stupid. There's no way he's mine. You made a head of once, but I got him all the time.
Yeah, what?
So you know he going but out there he's coming.
Exactly. When you're
okay with this.
See, that's the thing. No. That's the thing. I said this on timeline. It should not be frowned upon that a man has more than one woman. It shouldn't.
Okay. What's next topic? Hello. Topic change.
I actually said something very similar.
Okay.
I said, well, I can't have 2-3 husbands.
Exactly. It should be okay. Polygamy should be okay.
It should be okay for me to do, but not for it to be done to me.
I agree. I think I need everybody in the situation to be faithful to me while right. I'm doing my thing.
Right.
I liked it. I liked the way it is.
Me too.
Hey, but y'all give different perspectives if you don't like the idea of polygamy. I think I should.
I mean, eventually, if I get to that point where I just want to knock two of them off and I just want to be with one.
Exactly.
You got to understand that. Like, your contract is up. You got to go.
So, but if they knock somebody off, where you being faithful, what happened?
You got to go.
Oh, okay.
You can't do that to me.
Oh.
I can do it to you, but you can't do it to me.
Yeah. You know, that's how some domestic disputes start, too.
Well, I mean, they ain't going to fight me.
All right, throw a love seat at your ass.
They ain't gonna fight me.
You think so?
No, right. they ain't gonna fight
ever
me.
Ever heard of the what is the love triangle?
Keep playing. I'm calling Lisa on your ass.
Lisa ain't gonna whoop my ass. All
right.
You
looking for my stepmama? She looking for me
out there too, though.
Man, see your stepmama thought that when she pulled up at that light.
Honey, look.
Let me go and get Lisa ass right. God damn it! Shit. Kids help. Motherfucker. Is it two of them in the car? Is it two of them in the car?
I ain't gonna lie. There has been a point in my life where I liked three people at one time, and I was like, you know what? If I could have all three of y'all as my husband, I would.
Real shit.
And yeah. How'd that change? What happened? What changed?
What changed?
Mm-hmm.
It can't happen. It's not legal.
Okay. Do you think it's that you could be in love with more than one person at one time?
In love? No.
So I can, you don't think you can be in love with two people at once?
Like last week.
I can't be in love with two different people.
You can't.
In love, no.
I think it's possible.
I can love two people.
I think it's possible.
Be in love.
It's possible, KP.
I think it's possible because I was in love with one chick and I was still in love with the last chick I was with.
Actually, you know what?
Dead serious. Like, I wanted to be with both of them equally. Like, I couldn't see myself separating the last and just moving on with the next.
What I think is going on with this one is you like certain things about each of these women. You loved certain things about each of these women.
I was literally in love with both of them.
Yeah, you loved certain things about each of these women. You weren't in love with both of them, KP. I guarantee you weren't.
I think it's possible. That's why I say we offer different perspectives.
I see where you're coming from.
I don't know about it. I don't know about in love because, first of all, women crazy as fuck. Like,
true.
Let's just get that out the way. Like, I don't curse a lot on this show, but women crazy as fuck.
All women crazy.
And they're very possessive, and they're very illogical, and they contradict themselves every day.
We don't contradict ourselves. We give the right points of view at all times.
See, exactly. So, women crazy as fuck. And it is no way in holy hell.
It's just like once a month we might be crazy.
Okay.
But maybe 3 days.
Whatever. And ain't no way that I can sit back and let two cold crazy motherfuckers fuck my brain up like that. You only know. One at a time.
And guys are the same way.
I don't know about that.
They are. If I
if I love two people, then obviously they love me back. So if I'm choosing, like, to not be with one of them and, you know, they're not having it, they're going to be crazy as fuck. If they're not getting all the attention from me, even if, like, they're crazy as fuck, but they say some dumbass, jealous-ass shit. Guys do that shit. They do that.
I think
nigga ain't me. He ain't got this. The nigga ain't this. The nigga ain't that. They say shit like that.
Yeah, dudes do say that.
I mean, I give you that. That's some some hating ass shit. I mean, Bryson Dirty Tiller Man got a whole single off of being a hating ass nigga.
Whole album.
Bryson Tiller's not a hating nigga.
Why is he whole album? That nigga said, I know that you going to be somewhere where they going to play my music, so that's why I say the things I say.
But I think he's trying to remind her that he loves her.
Okay. That nigga ain't never going to be me. I like the songs. Like, shit sound good, but cool, it's Dirty Mac. It's Dirty Mac.
No, he's not. But the line is, girl, he only fuck you over because you little.
The whole album is Dirty Mac.
I don't think it's Dirty Mac.
The whole album is him shitting on the other dude.
I like it.
But I wouldn't personally say that shit.
Anywho.
Who's the Dirty Macca, basically.
Clearly. Anywho. I just don't see how a person can be in love.
I think it's love. And I think if it's multiple people, I think each person possesses something that you like.
Yeah, or like that whole 80.
The other person doesn't have. You know, like the 80-20 rule.
Right.
That's what that is. You cannot, it's no such thing to me as being
like you
in
can
love
be in love. I can be in love with a person and then I could be, you can fill a void with other people. Like, I only like you for this.
Yeah.
Like, do you truly believe that you can bring these same two women to your family and your closest friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Y'all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I've done it.
Cause I mean, they still sticking around. The fuck, they know what they getting themselves into.
I guess.
No, I'm not saying I brought them both at once, but they both met my family.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, they can both meet. I'm talking about like intertwined with each other, like
at the same time.
Like super. Like
I think that they could coexist,
like Lou Will
around my friends and family at one time.
Three.
Huh? You saying could I bring them both in the same function at one time? Them per se, no.
No, I'm saying like
the two women that I was speaking of, no. Am I still in love with either one of them? I don't believe so. But at the time, yeah,
you don't like believe, for sure. So that means you're not even really sure right now.
No, it ain't love. Nah, okay. I'm in like with somebody else right now. So,
and it might be a big in like a real big in like. Yeah. I really just like your ass.
Nah, like it's like I like her so much. I'm willing to like
get her pregnant.
Nah, I was gonna say something deeper than that.
Oh, deeper than
that. Take on a date.
That's deeper than that. I get her pregnant, and then it's like I actually date her.
I'm willing to go the extra mile and be in a relationship and not just be friends and shit.
That's
Kurt.
That's Kurt to hell. Cute. That is Kurt.
Yeah.
That Kurt.
I had planned on telling her that, but she listening and she heard.
She knows now.
Yeah.
This is so great.
That's beautiful. Just wait. I like how you can use the show like that. You can speak like subliminally to
yeah, your and then they know.
They know who the hell you talking about.
Didn't that make you feel
don't
good?
Call me or text me about my motherfucking social media since we
okay.
Right, wait. Take yeah. Whoa. Not that one.
No, she can let it out because we're wrapping up anyway.
No, we was letting motherfuckers know how we felt.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Know
this a good part that we should do. Say speak how you feel about anything.
Just don't
let it out. This the
like
let it out segment. We gonna start there. What do you want to let out? Let it out.
Because if I'm at work, don't call me and text me asking me about who I'm talking to, where I'm at, where I been, what I ate for lunch, what kind of drawers I got on. What kind of bra I got on?
Why not?
Do I have runs in my stockings? Don't ask me no shit like that.
Niggas,
I'm just saying, like, why you want to know what kind of drawers you got on?
Because I don't want him to know that day. I'll tell him tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. See, women crazy. All
right. Slim, yeah. Anything you want to let out, let it out. She ain't even saying nothing. Let it out, Slim. Whatever you want to let out, let it out.
Because we all have to let things out.
It can be something good. It can be something bad. Let's just let it out. Whatever.
Let your love out. I don't have anything bad to say.
Let your love out then,
girl. I'm trying to bring peace. Oh, my love for my boo? Oh, let me tell y'all, it's so cute, right? So, I've never been in love before into this relationship. Don't do that, Tank.
Okay.
And I've never just said I love you to anybody. So, yeah. I said it to him a few weeks ago. And I guess he said it back to me when I told him, but I didn't hear. Yeah. Right? So, I'm at work a few days ago, and I'm eating cantaloupe. Yeah. And I get a text message. We just got the phone. It's like, I love you. I choked on my damn cantaloupe. Like, what the fuck was that?
That is so great. Like,
it's beautiful.
Let the love beautiful.
Y'all like real sticky, okay. Like sticky mushy.
Yes, this y'all is the really, beginning. Like,
yeah, y'all like sticky mushy
this is
and stuff.
Great.
He be like that like too. I got so I kind of cool. Yeah, yeah. It's like you ate too much candy type sweet.
I like him.
All right, Jay Gray, what you want to let out?
Man, this goddamn baby. That's what I want. Let that baby go. I'm so whoo. Y'all don't understand, man.
He's already put a kill first.
Let this babe. It's been the longest third trimester I've ever seen in my life, man. First two was a breeze. It was like quick. Heartbeats was great and kicking. And goddamn it, man. Let this baby go.
He said, like, let my people
go. Read the
let
the, too. I'm sure she read
man,
the
Man, let the baby go.
He's, I'm like, ready to see he's my saying baby. It like she holding the
baby.
Man,
baby hostage.
Oh, no.
Break. Your water, man.
The baby's not just like April. What?
I don't
she's
care.
Like,
we are in 35 weeks, man.
Couple
we all right.
Weeks.
The baby is fine.
No, more
let that baby go. I'm ready to see my little minion and let her just kick it and let her get her body and life and mind back.
He's saying, man,
man,
he tired of making them food run and ice runs
and just sitting and looking like, what the hell? I don't know what, man. You ever just walk around and just do everything wrong?
You can breathe wrong.
Like, you just be wrong,
yeah,
man.
I'm gonna be this person that. He's not going to want to be.
Well, at least we know who she going to look like.
Man. Man. Yeah. I can't wait. When we listen to this podcast, Wednesday, I'm telling them right now, anybody who come to this baby shower and you are her friend, I'm cursing y'all all out. Because all of them knew. All of them didn't warn me. Ain't nobody came and checked on me. Ain't nobody sent me no text and be like, Jay, you all right? You know, you hanging in there.
They told you it was going to be
know,
hell.
Yeah, they knew it was going to be hell. Her mom even told me, you going to go through hell. At least she gave me one checkup. Like, she came by one day and was like, Jay, you all right? I know it's a little rough, but, you know, hang in there. She gave me one pep talk out of almost 10 months, but it's cool. At least she cared enough to do it once.
Once, yeah.
Her friends ain't did shit. You hear me? And it's going to be a long, I can't wait. I got a whole segment planned. I'm going to lock the door and curse all they ass. I got a middle finger for every last one of them because ain't nobody gave me no one. I can't wait. You hear me? I cannot wait.
He really let that go.
He
I
let
cannot
it out.
Wait.
He let it out.
Let it out.
I can't wait.
Let it out.
This is.
We can't wait either.
This
we
is
excited.
A great. This is a true definition of love, goddamn.
Hey, this, I can't wait for a baby shower. Mm-hmm. Like I've been to several co-ed baby showers. I've been to several co-ed baby showers. But this joint, for some reason, I know it's gonna be turnt.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be turnt. I'm showing up with my own plate and my own fork and my own spoon. I'm ready.
Man, shout out to the whole situation, man. We got anybody who know Kingfish, his daughter's the caterer. She gonna come out and have a whole good spread on the food. Man, we got drinks. And I'm gonna make some drinks for everybody.
I'm not drinking.
It's gonna be dope.
Whatsoever.
But best believe, once I find out, once I get a head count of all the friends there.
You letting it out.
I'm letting it ride. I got a middle finger waiting for every last one of them. I ain't going to curse too much, but I already told them, I'm like, look, man, you better not bring none of your church members. Cause
oh, my God.
They going to get this. They going to get these words. You just wake up, just do shit wrong. You ever just.
That's my fear. I'm going to be somebody that.
You did this to me.
Right. Just wake up wrong. Like, how you wake up wrong?
I know I'm going to be like this.
How you doing? Don't hang. Don't worry about it. What? Fuck I do.
See, I'm moody like that now.
You did this. Right. You took my body.
Now that I know I'm going, because you did this to me.
Can you hand me that off the counter if I can get over there? Damn,
man. That's right. Why would you ask her to hand you something off the counter?
Because she's standing right there.
It doesn't matter. She's pregnant.
Hey, pregnant women really, really get like
dog
treated like man, like and real royalty.
They're supposed to.
Bro, y'all don't see. This is a good thing because don't nobody. We need to have a look. If you've ever been a father during a pregnancy, kudos to you because you get no credit.
None.
You are the ultimate punching bag. Yes. They get all the damn. They glowing. They look beautiful. They can't wait. And you look, you walk up and you just ain't shit the whole time.
What you want, a baby shower thought for you?
You goddamn right I do. Oh, I deserve gosh. It. I need
are
a damn pamper party or something.
So at that point, you need to touch your friends.
Hold on, okay, we gonna put something together for Jay Gray.
Man, y'all need to.
Look at him.
I'm gonna have to.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I'm gonna have to get in contact with Jay Gray, best friends, and we gonna throw something for him.
A push gift.
My older sister got a car. The sister underneath her got a new.
Okay, wait. Did I get a push gift? Okay, did I get a push gift?
You ain't pushing. Because
technically, I did.
No, you didn't.
The first push was mine.
She's pushing out. Right. It's a push exactly. Gift out. Like for her.
No, I didn't push gift. She came from me.
He pushed out.
No,
she came from me.
You don't get it, Jay.
I choose the sex.
No.
Okay. Time out.
The
time
sex
out.
Comes from me.
So if the woman gets a push gift, we need to get
a pull. No pull out gift.
A no pull out gift or something.
I mean, shit. Clearly, you didn't pull out.
You better know it.
That's not something that should that y'all.
I mean, yes, you do. I need a gift because this is ridiculous.
No pulling out for the rest of your life, fine. You already not pulling out, so.
Look, I need a gift because this is ridiculous.
But she's
you
get a push gift.
She get compliments every day.
You get a gift basket.
Give me something.
Yeah, you can get a gift basket.
All right, give me a gift basket.
I get my push gift.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, June 11th is going down. Like we already said, you already know. The 4th annual No Negative Energy Cookout, Ottoman Park. If you don't show up, you're just gonna miss out. You know what I'm saying? No negative energy, man. Like we said, we're doing this, giving back to the community, like we always do every year for the past 4 years. Excuse me. And like I said, the name originated from Jay Gray always being that guy who, you know, no negative energy, just keeping up the positivity. If you don't know this man, like, dude really just be on like some super positive shit, man.
I be trying. It's hard.
You need more people like you.
Yeah. I wish when I grow up, when I get like 40 or 50 like you, I'm
all right then. See, I can't say much because you and my son share a birthday, so I'm gonna keep it.
My
goon gonna be 8 tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
Eight
but
Trill Day. Day.
Yeah,
that's what it is. All right, Real Things Podcast, we out.
Niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't think, niggas don't think.